Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, quickly, let's get into this. Just a little taste of football in what's been a very heavy basketball day with Juwan Howard. Michael, go. God, do I miss this music.
Yeah. All right, USA Today, 1-32. They ranked the best uniforms, jerseys in the NFL this year. So I'm going to give you 32 just because it's kind of a, political one. But
the Lions.
They rank the Redskins 32 because of the, you know.
Oh, the logo?
The logo. But besides that.
Okay, how about this? Just go 1-31 then. There should be an asterisk there because you either have this major issue or you don't. Just move away. I don't even want to talk about it.
All right, so any guesses, Mike, on what the worst jersey is in the NFL?
Lions.
Lions checking at 26, so not far off.
I'll tell you the one I like the least. I think Jacksonville's are terrible.
Jacksonville's 29th in the NFL.
How about Arizona?
Arizona's 30th.
Wow, Jesus, you're nailing it. I'm dancing around here on the bad ones. I'll tell you what. Awful New Jerseys. The Jets are brutal. They look like an arena football team.
Good guess. 24th, New York Jets.
Just give it to me. I
31st, this is the team that after this season said they're going to be redoing their
the
jerseys.
The Browns?
The Browns,
I love the Browns jerseys. What's the problem?
Browns are 31.
David, you're a Steelers fan. You don't get a vote. That's like me saying I don't like the Eagles jerseys.
Hideous orange and brown color combination and logoless helmet.
Disagree totally. Their color rush jerseys that were just orange and brown, the Baker Mayfield Thursday Night Delight, those are fire. They're awesome.
Let's
whatever.
Note some other bad ones here. Two slots below the Lions, you have the Ravens and the Dolphins as being worse than the Lions.
I think the Dolphins, if they would just go back to their old uniforms, would be great. And I like their all whites. I think that's a good look.
Now, one spot ahead.
Oh, Roberto. Go make another song about cocaine in the morning show.
One spot ahead of the Lions, Jimmy Powers, Atlanta Falcons.
Don't like them. They really should kick it old school and switch those. Though, again, arena football. They just look cheap. Look like they ordered them out of an East Bay catalog.
What do you make of number 20? Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I would have put it in the bottom five. I think those uniforms are absolutely atrocious.
Yep.
They've got this color of it's not orange. It's almost cantaloupe. Out of nowhere, bright fire engine red, slate gray. An oversized helmet. Oh, let's put some chrome on the face mask. Whole thing's bad. Just go back to the creamsicles with Errol Flynn on the helmet.
They said Nike most definitely blew it with the alarm clock jerseys introduced in 2014. Please, Bucks, turn back those digitized clocks as far as you need to.
Give me Errol Flynn on the helmet.
Yep.
Give me the Alvin Harper as a Buccaneer era. Yeah.
So number 19. I'm going to read the description first. Personally, jeez, I prefer the orange heavy color rush with the D helmet logo from John Elway's prime, Broncos 19th overall.
They're outdated. I feel like they've been wearing the same uniform since Terrell Davis was their running back. Yeah, that's fine. Move on. They look like they were created in 1995.
Checking in at 18, most successful franchise in the NFL, New England Patriots.
Disagree. I love their whole deal. I think the helmet's great. Jersey's great. I disagree with that completely.
Ahead of them, the Bills at 17, and then the Giants at 16.
Gee whiz. Bills, Giants, and Pats all would be in my top 10. Oh, well.
Run at the description for the Giants here. Been nice to see the occasional return of the block Giants logo I grew up with and made famous by Lawrence Taylor. The resurrected 60s duds are fine, too, though the G-men look better in white pants than gray.
Look, when they had the color rush jerseys, this was Christmas time 2 years ago, all white, top to bottom, with a metallic version of that Lawrence Taylor-era helmet. It was one of the greatest uniforms I'd ever seen. Yes, I'd love to go back to that. But the Giants don't do anything right. But their regular jerseys are at least classy. Some of these teams, they look like idiots.
Another one, interesting one here at number 15. The Houston Texans.
Oh, come on.
Listen to the reasoning, though. Always appreciated how simple and consistent they've kept it. The logo embodies the Texas flag and the state's recognizable livestock.
I love their helmet. I like the jerseys. Man, this study sucks. Who does this guy have in the top 10?
Top 10, let's see. Packers at 11. But number 10 is the Colts.
What?
Rarely altered, notwithstanding that smattering of silver in the 80s, still down to the horseshoe. Simplicity.
I'm sorry. The Colts for me is just, like, the Colts would be, if I look up average uniform in sports, there'd be a picture of the Colts.
Yeah.
It's totally average, totally inoffensive, not great, not bad. It is a replacement-level jersey. I can't put that in the top 10.
They also suggest an all-green color rush might be nice for the Packers.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
But I'm going to read the description for number 9. See if you can guess it.
Okay.
Virtually, this jersey and uniform, virtually unchanged for nearly 6 decades.
So Raiders.
An older team. No reason to fix what isn't broken.
Raiders?
The Arrowhead logo is a beauty.
Oh, the Chiefs.
You know
where
with
I?
That?
You know where I disagree? I don't like the white face mask. I don't. And I think it's it's fire engine red. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it'd be sweet if they went all whites like Texas Tech used to do. Another team that wears fire engine red. Go all whites. White helmet, white jersey, white pants, red accents. It looks sick. Not a huge Chiefs guy.
Now, as we continue to get to the top here, number 8, you have America's team, Dallas Cowboys.
I don't have anything. I don't have anything nice to say, so I won't say anything at all. It's like David talking about the Browns. You can't ask a Giants fan to talk about the Cowboys.
Number 7. This model will always be associated with the long-awaited Super Bowl breakthrough, and who doesn't love those helmet wings? The Eagles. David's laughing.
Yeah, because these are my arch nemesis teams. I like the Randall Cunningham era jerseys better. The Vi Sikahema era. I don't like this color of green. It reminds me of the swamp.
Number 6, almost to the top 5. Been nice seeing this team retrograde to both white and yellow horns from their previous LA stint.
Yep.
The Rams. Let's hope this franchise doesn't overthink it with the change scheduled, uniform change scheduled for 2020 when the new stadium opens.
Yeah, I'm hoping they go Merlin Olsen era, Deacon Jones era. Just dark navy and white. Really classy, really clean. Match the helmets up. I don't need the Richard Delpino era, you know, yellow and blue. I don't need that. Just go Merlin Olsen, Deacon Jones. Really, really classy look. I dig those.
All right, top 5. Any guesses off the top of your head? You want me to just run through it?
Just run through them. This is fun.
Number 5, highly underrated. The Saints gold and black provides a perfect contrast.
Better when they go to the throwback with the mustard than the gold. I like that one a lot better. The all white. White pants, white jersey, mustard accents. Those are badass.
Number 4, this team has enjoyed Nike's best redesign. The Seahawks.
Depends on the week. When they go all grays, I dig it. When they came out dressed as highlighters, I didn't. So,
I like those.
Well, David, you enjoy those. Next.
Number 3, you have the LA now Chargers. Lightning bolt helmets rule.
And now they're going with the powder blue as their base set. So I would agree with that. I've always loved the bolts. I really do. Their alternate logo is really cool, too. The one with the horse and the lightning bolt, and it's in the shield. They've got some really cool apparel. Back when we were making a joke about buying Charger hats before the playoffs. Thank God we didn't, because the Patriots decapitated them.
Second best uniform in the NFL. It's a logo that our buddy Hatchet is not wearing today.
Oh, the Steelers?
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
The only thing I would say is the Steelers color rush jersey is the best jersey in the game. Black pants, black jersey, no trim, just yellow numbers, and that distinctive, classic, iconic helmet. Remember the night they wore those for the first time, David? Le'Veon Bell, I think, went nuts. That's Pittsburgh's jerseys are awesome. Who the hell's number one?
Number one, the uniform gold standard. Even when they play poorly, they look spectacular. It is the Oakland Raiders number one.
I disagree completely on that. I think the Raiders are massively overrated. I think the helmet sucks.
Nothing's changed.
Nah.
It's just black and silver.
Like, you remember how, like, all these teams are going hydrochrome? Why don't the Raiders just hide your chrome, the face mask, the helmet, the whole damn thing?
Yes. Are they scheduled to get a change for their new stadium?
Dude, their owner's never scheduled to get a haircut. You think that team's going to schedule a jersey change? Mark Davis, guy's got a bowl cut. Get out of here with that. See, Mike, I like this. More uniform stuff, please.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.